Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for every one of your children that's on here this morning. We give you honor and praise. Our eyes look upon you, Lord. To whom shall we go? Peter said, they are the ones that have the words of eternal life. You know, there's no other place. You know, our safety is in you. Hallelujah. So today we come again in fellowship and we thank you for the entrance of your word. It brings light and gives understanding to the simple. And as we share this word of encouragement this morning, pray that everyone be encouraged and be strengthened to know that the Lord is watching over us. We give you, Lord, the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, you know, when stuff happens, you know, there's sometimes it may give an inroad for fear and things like that. The Lord would get into those situations, you know, we dealt about the fear. And he would say, look, and there was a man that he said, oh, you know, come and pray for his daughter. And then while he was going, he said, well, don't trouble the master anymore. The girl is dead. And so Jesus immediately said, well, fear not. You know, if you can only believe, just fear not. You know, so when we hear of evil report, there was indeed, there's no denying that the prayer that we were praying throughout yesterday was because of an evil report. There's no denying that. We heard that evil report that suddenly happened to our brother. And we thank God for everybody that responded. And so my response today as well is to bring these encouraging scriptures that the Lord is able and he will protect us. So I'm going to be talking about the Lord being able to deliver, protect, and preserve you. And he will. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to give us some scriptures to enjoy for God's protection, for his deliverance, and for his preserving us from evil. Just the number of scriptures that I want to read, and then I'll be praying over the room. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And you know, last night, you know, I was in a dream, you know, and I saw myself, you know, just, it wasn't this group. I didn't really recognize anybody. It's just like some random people that I was talking to. And, but they were like sitting down like a group and I was talking to them. All of a sudden, I read a couple of scriptures and then I was going to read one other scripture but I didn't get to read it. You know, somehow, you know, I don't know what happened that I woke up or whatever, but I remembered what the scripture was. So as soon as I got up this morning, you know, the first thing I did was I just reached for my phone. I just said, thank you, Jesus. I turned on the light, reached for my phone, and looked up the scripture. All I heard was the verse. I didn't really know what was in the scripture, but I heard the verse, and I was going to read it. I said, I'm going to read this verse and bring it into what I was just saying. That's how I was saying it in the dream. I was teaching about something, and I was about to bring this verse and bring it in. And then, but I didn't get to read it, but I got to hear it. So as soon as I woke up, you know, then I went and looked at it. And I will be using that scripture today because it is just, it's a good scripture. All I heard was 2 Timothy. I heard myself say it, you know, I said it in the dream. That I'm going to read 2 Timothy 4 and 18. I'm going to bring it and, you know, lining up with this thing here that we're talking about, you know. And then I didn't get to read it. Somehow woke up. So I picked up my Bible on my phone, opened it up, and then I read it. And I said, wow. Okay, well, maybe the Lord wants me to go in that direction. You know, so here we are today. And let me start it off by just reading it to you. Powerful, powerful stuff. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 18. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? I heard the verse, 2 Timothy 4:18. I didn't know what was in there. I don't think I even remembered what was in there. And I was going to go open it and read it, and I woke up. So I went and opened it and read it. And I said, my goodness, that is a good one. And so here we are. That inspired me to bring this. And so I looked up, and I remembered that, you know, I had done something like this before, more than a year or so ago. I did this topic. So it's a good topic to do again. So I'm going to use these scriptures, and this will be one of the scriptures that we'll be looking at today. All right. Well, we're going to talk about God being able to deliver, to protect, and to preserve us. So let's talk about that from the scriptures and the promises and things that God gives from the scriptures. We'll start. I'm just going to walk my way from Exodus clear on through to the book, the books in the New Testament. Exodus chapter 12 and verse 13. Let's start there. Basically, the Lord says, when I see the blood, I will cause the destroyer to pass over you. Now, many of us know that story. The angel of destruction that was passing through the land of Egypt, and the instruction that the Lord gave to the children of Israel, how that they should, you know, kill the lamb and so forth, and put the blood on the doorposts of their house. And for every house upon which the blood was on the doorpost, that house will be spared. And I noticed that, you know, the children of Israel, well, they actually moved with fear and did what the Lord said, and it worked for them. And I often say that I believe with all my heart that if any Egyptian had gotten inside one of those houses, even if he was a firstborn that was targeted for destruction, so the Lord said, well, I'm going to go through the land and smite all the firstborns, because you mess with my firstborn, so, you know, I'm going to kill your firstborns as well. You know, so, and if any of the Egyptian firstborns would have entered into one of those houses that had the blood in it, it would have been spared, even though it was targeted. But because he would have come in under that blood, then he would have been spared. Isn't that wonderful? You know, so we see right away the power that the Lord was depicting for us, you know, in that blood. Now, of course, we know that, you know, those were shadows of things and so on, you know. For the Lord said, you know, the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, pass over you. That was the destruction will pass over. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. So let's use the blood of Jesus, you know, from time to time to cover our homes, to cover our lives, to cover your spouse, cover your children, cover your parents, cover everything that pertaineth unto you. Because the Lord said, you know, as long as that blood is there, the destroyer will be instructed to pass over. You know, all the, you know, the destroyer is going, it's going to smite every house. It's going to take out the firstborn from every house. But when he gets to a house and sees the blood on the doorpost, he's going to move on to the next one. that is some powerful stuff. So let's learn to use the blood, you know, for ourselves, for our protection. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 6. And 8. I love this one. I also quote it a lot. You know, the Lord will give them the encouragement here that he will be with them. You know, he says, be strong and of a good courage. Fear not. Do not be afraid of anybody or anything. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee, he will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Hallelujah. He said that in verse 6. Said almost exactly the same thing in verse 8. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee, he will be with thee, he will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Therefore, be not afraid, nor be dismayed. The Lord will be with you. Praise God. Even in the face of things that could have caused your heart to fear, the Lord said he will be with you. Praise God. And he will never fail you. And that should give us some confidence, some courage. Psalm 5 and verse 11. You know, again, just reading some powerful scriptures and promises. And we're going to use many of these in prayer, you know, at the end. But let me just read through it, you know, first of all, so that we will, have confidence in the scriptures and not just confidence in some word, you know. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice, he says in Psalm 5 and verse 11. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou will defend them. Let them also that love the name of the Lord be joyful in thee. For thou, O Lord, will bless the righteous, and you will favor him and compass him about with favor as a shield. Isn't that beautiful? That's right. Not only will he defend you because you trust in him, he will cause you to be joyful because you love his name, and he will bless you because you are walking in his righteousness, and he will favor you and compass you about with a shield. You know, the favor of God will be around you as with a shield. Powerful stuff in this Psalm 5. You know, praise God. Now, I hope we are taking a note of these powerful promises. Again, Psalm 12 and verse 5. The promise of protection, you know, of the poor and lowly from oppression. You know, the Lord hates oppression. I mean, that's something that he hates, you know. And so sometimes, even when you think, look, these people are too strong for me or whatever, the Lord has a way that he will deliver you because of what he promised. You know, hallelujah. He said in Psalm 12 verse 5, for the oppression of the poor and for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord. And I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him, or him that pusheth at him, or he that tries to oppress him. I will set him in safety. Praise the Lord. So the Lord will set you in safety. As you read through this, personalize each one of these things for yourself, for your family and your household, for your children and their seed after them. Because these are the promises of God to deliver, to protect, and to preserve. Hallelujah. He doesn't just deliver us one time and then leave us for the devil to grab us again. No, he will protect, he will deliver you, and he will protect you, and he will preserve you unto his everlasting kingdom. It's a powerful, powerful scripture in that 2 Timothy 4:18. You know, so, but let's read all of these that will lead up to it, you know, so that we get more and more of these promises. Psalm 23 and verse 4. God promises protection from the fear of evil, even when you walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And you can make that your testimony, just like the psalmist did. He said, I will fear no evil. Hallelujah. Because thou art with me. You know, even no matter what I pass through, this man said, I'm not going to fear any evil. When I pass through the valley of shadow of death, my life is hanging in the balance, even. You know, I mean, sometimes when people are in ICU, their life is hanging in the balance. You don't know whether they are living or dead. You know, they're just hanging like that. You know, it's only by faith that people around them know, they themselves can't even pray for themselves. I don't know what's going on in their mind at that time. You know, but, you know, they have the breathing aid, they have tubes, they have all these things and so on. But the psalmist made this declaration ahead of all of that. He said, look, even when that's happening to me, I will not be afraid, because I know that you are with me. Your rod and your staff will comfort me. And I'm coming out on the other side, because I'm only passing through. It's a temporary thing, it's a passage, and the Lord will grant me passage through to the other side. Now that's the confidence. Now make that your confidence in the Lord today, in Jesus' name. Psalm 34 and verse 19. The angel of the Lord. Hallelujah. My goodness. Well, what does he do? You know, it will always be there. You know, it's not an easy journey for us just because we are believers. Then everything is just going to be smooth. We'll have no challenges, you know, and so forth. Oh no. You know, it says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver him out of them all. You know, that's a promise. The angel of the Lord is always with us to deliver us because he considers us righteous. You know, read verse 7 of the same chapter. It says, and the angel of the Lord encampeth around them that fear him, and he delivered them all. So this is God's deliverance. You know, he will deliver us from all the things that we may encounter. You know, I mean, and many times we may encounter things that, you know, may even say, and they may make people's head to turn, may even make some people to hiss. But whatever it is, the angel of the Lord, he will pull you out of it. Now, you know, there is no promise that we will never see any trouble or any adversity. But contrarywise, his scripture says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. You know, when I was a young man, my dad used to quote this thing. I was a young boy. He always quoted the scripture, and I'm like, I never could understand it. I'm like, why? I always used to think, why in the world should the, you know, righteous be afflicted? The righteous should go scot-free. But whenever my dad would be praying, many, many times, he would quote the scripture, and he would quote it, and he quote it, you know, and he always used to give us illustrations of, you know, how God would deliver it. I couldn't understand it when I was a small boy. I heard it many times. It wasn't until later in life when I grew up and, you know, became a believer for myself that I remembered those scriptures. And I said, yeah, indeed, many are the afflictions of the righteous. You know, you can call it fortunately or unfortunately, but that is what it is. You cannot really escape it and say, well, I'm just going to go scot-free. I'll never have any affliction and so forth. Well, you know, by the grace of God, you know, through prayer and faith and the shield of faith and so forth, and the grace and mercy of God that surrounds us with, yeah, he will escape many things, but also many other things will come, you know, and the Lord, but the end of the story will be, he will deliver you from them all. Huh? Isn't that beautiful? Praise the Lord. Psalm 46 and verse 1. The Lord is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. You know, so we can always turn to the Lord. You know, when there is, I mean, look, this thing needs to be an SOP. That's what we call standard operating procedure. When you are in trouble, your SOP must be to call upon the name of the Lord. Because he said he's a very present help in the time of trouble. And he will deliver you. He's our refuge and our strength. What is refuge? Well, refuge is a place where you hide. You know, you can hide in that place and you are safe. You know, everybody's looking, but they can't find you because, you know. So when you hide in the Lord, make him your refuge and your strength, you know, he becomes a very present help in trouble. He's there. He's closer than even your breath. Hallelujah. It's right there with you. Psalm 91. Most of these verses, I mean, Psalm, powerful stuff. And I'll just read through some of it quickly for us, because we need this stuff daily. And more so because of, you know, what we are going through right now, that one of our own is in critical condition through what happened to him. We need to hear this. even more so now. Hallelujah. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That's it. That's a promise. That's a declaration. If you are dwelling in a secret place, which is, you know, inside your relationship with the Lord, praising the Lord, repeating His word, drawing closer to Him, that's a secret place, you know, where you see and look upon His face and repeat His word and praise Him in confidence. When you are there, He said, look, you know, the Lord will spread His wings over you. And here is His declaration. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge. Now, that's what we just read in the other psalm. My refuge and my fortress. He is my God. In Him will I trust. Now, here are some point blank promises for you today. Hallelujah. Now, it's also for our brother that's lying down there in ICU, but it's also for you. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler. Now that's surely. And from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Now, listen to this powerful declaration. Thou shalt not be afraid. Now, that's a promise. It's a declaration also for you. You will not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flyeth by day, bullets and tall stuff shooting around you. It's not going to come near you. The pestilence that walketh in darkness, the destruction that wasted at noonday, all these things. And even 1,000, He said, shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. And this is the reason why, you know, these things will pass you over. Because you have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation. Therefore, there shall no evil before you, because no evil can actually come to the Lord. So if you are dwelling inside the Lord, then the Lord will protect you. Hallelujah. Neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. And the Lord shall give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. They will bear you up in their hands. Now, this is a point blank promise, and we need to be claiming it. You know, that you dash not your foot against the stone. And if you do dash your foot against the stone, here's how it works. When the Lord promised something and then the opposite seems to happen, then you got to go back to the Lord and lay your claim on the word of God. The Lord said, you know, declare it again. Put me in remembrance that thou mightest be justified. You know, so you come back and say, Lord, you said. Hallelujah. You know, so when the Lord said, look, this sickness is not unto death, you know, concerning Lazarus, and then the man died. Well, what does this mean? I mean, the apostles at that time, the disciples of Jesus around me, they would have been wondering. But, you know, we thought He said, this man is not going to die. You know, and nobody actually knew, I mean, understood that. It was like, He did say, this sickness is not unto death. But then the man died. And at first you told them, well, the man is sleeping, you know, and so forth. And then they said, well, yeah, if he's sleeping, everything will be cool. Because they thought he was just talking about sleeping, the normal sleep of taking rest in sleep. So Jesus had to tell them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And at that point in time, it's like you could hear a pin drop, because it's like, well, we thought you said he would not die. So, but the way I read it, as far as I'm concerned, you know, I'm going to latch on to the fact that He said He will not die. So if He actually died, we got to go back to the word that said He will not die, which means actually He didn't say He's not going to die. He actually, what He said was, the sickness is not unto death. It's not terminal. That's what He was saying. You know, but the people say, what? You said He will not die. Well, Jesus said it's not unto death. You know, death is like terminal. It's like the last enemy to be destroyed. I mean, it's, you cannot come in out of there. But Jesus, because He said that, he also already knew that even if the man died, he was going to come out of there. So that's the same lesson for us today. If the Lord said he'll give his angels charge over you, you will not dash your foot against it. If you do dash your foot against a stone, then you got to go back and say, well, just like you said, this is not unto death, and the man died. Then that means Jesus had to do something and reverse that situation so that he come back to the statement that he made. You know, so if something is contrary that is going on, whereas the Lord promised you that it will not be contrary, then we got to go back to the Lord and say, look, you know, this is what you said, you know, and I'm putting my claim, you know, on it, you know, that, you know, your word must be fulfilled in my life, you know, hallelujah. So let's take that. In every situation, let's take it. Isaiah 43 and verse 26 instructs us of how to do it. Put me in remembrance, saith the Lord, and let us plead together. Declare it. What I said before, declare it again. Remind it to me, you know, and thou mayest be justified. Well, you said, Lord, that, you know, your angels will watch over me, and I will not, you know, dash my foot, but I have dashed my foot. Now that means, Lord, you know, you got to make it, correct it and make it like it never happened. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, I remember last year we were, you know, my wife and I traveled to Nigeria and many of our moderators covered for us. And one day we called you guys that we were in trouble over there, and we had prayed that we would not ever have any trouble. You know, we heard of all these such things, you know, random so-called law enforcement people, traffic enforcement that, you know, set traps for you on the road and deal with you so that they can extort money from you and so on. And we fell into one of their traps that day. And I'm thinking in my head, I said, but Lord, we prayed that this thing would not happen. But now it happened. Well, that means you got to make it like it never happened. We may lose a little bit of time, but at the end, we will lose no money. We will lose, no, we will not lose our car. We will not lose any possession and so forth. I just be saying in my mind, well, you know, because we believed and we prayed and you promised that you protect us, go before us and give us rest. And if now we have this, you know, evil, then that means you got to turn it back around and make it like it never happened. And that's exactly, at the end of the day, that's exactly what happened. So that's how, you know, that's how we use, you know, the word of God, you know, to encourage ourselves. And this angel of the Lord that will be given charge over you to keep you in all his ways, I mean, all your ways, well, that's exactly what he said. So we got to lay claim to it. They shall bear you up in their hands, he said, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou wilt tread upon the lion and the adder, you know, and so forth. Young lion and dragon shall you trample on that field. I mean, God is giving us the power. Said to trample upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Luke 10 and 19. And nothing, he said, shall by any means hurt you. Praise the Lord. Well, let's read a few more of these promises. Many more in the scriptures for your protection. Remember, the topic is the Lord shall deliver, protect, and preserve you. Here are a few more promises. You know, Psalm 100. And 7 and verse 20. God's word is able to deliver you out of all your troubles. Hallelujah. You can read that in Psalm 107 verse 20. Now, this is the testimonial of what God did before, and he can do it again every time. Praise the Lord. The psalmist, he had a way that he always called these things out. The Lord sent his word, he said, and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. You know, so things are coming up against you and so forth, you know, trying to weaken, you know, your faith and destroy you and kill and do all these things. But the Lord, you know, will heal you, he said. And so we pray that the word of the Lord will go to our brother. And he'll heal him and deliver him out of this destruction. There are many things broken in his body currently, but the Lord will put together the pieces. Hallelujah. Yeah, yes. In the valley of the dry bones in Ezekiel 37. Bone came back to bone. Glory to God. And those bones, we don't know how long they've been there. They were very dry, full of bones and broken pieces all over the place. But by the word of the Lord, they came back together. Isn't that beautiful? You know, and the Lord can, you know, do that. And he'll do that for our brother. He'll do it, you know, because you of your prayers. Now, Psalm 121 is the song that we listen to. God is your help, and he watches over you, and he shall preserve you from evil. The Lord will preserve us from evil. And I love that psalm. He said, look, you know, well, no matter what has happened in the past, but from this time forth and even forevermore, the Lord will watch over your going out. He will watch over your coming in. He will preserve you from evil. Remember, he that watches over Israel, he said, never slumbers. He never sleeps. He watches over you. Praise God. You know, and he will make it happen for you. You will enjoy his protection. He will not even suffer your foot to be moved. He that keepeth you will not slumber. Hallelujah. The Lord is your keeper. He is your shade upon your right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve. Remember the title of this message. The Lord will deliver you. If you're already in something, he will deliver you. And then after delivering you, he will protect you from stuff coming. And also he will preserve you. The Lord will preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. I'm making these declarations as I read this through these scriptures. I'm making these declarations for everyone that's in the room and everyone that's listening or will listen later on. Psalm 138 and verse 7. The Lord will give you protection from trouble and from the onslaught of your enemies. These are, you know, these things are powerful, you know, promises in the scriptures. You know, so read Psalm 138 and enjoy the powerful protection that the Lord offers. He said, though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Hallelujah. And the Lord will revive our brother, even though right now it's troublous. And we're looking at, well, you know, doesn't look too good from the outside, but the Lord will revive me, he said. Thou shalt stretch forth thy hand against the wrath, even of my enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. And he said, the Lord will perfect all that concerns me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. And the Lord will not forsake the work of his own hands. Concerning your life, he'll be there for you. Praise the Lord. Now, let's read a few more promises. In Proverbs chapter 11, verse 21, the seed of the righteous shall be delivered, even your children. They will be delivered because they are your children. And if you're walking in righteousness, well, that's a point blank promise for your children. They will be delivered. That's Proverbs 11 and 21. Now, what about Proverbs 18 and 10? The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Well, when you run into it, you will be safe. So run into that name for safety. Call upon that name, for it shall come to pass, he said, you know, and everyone that calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion, he said, there shall be deliverance. You know, call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. You know, we read that in Joel chapter 2, verse 32. We also read it in Romans chapter 10. When you call upon the name of the Lord, say, you will be delivered. It shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Glory to God. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, even as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. So these are promises of deliverance from the Lord, and we should rejoice in these declarations in the scriptures. Praise the Lord. Now, the name of the Lord, he said, is a strong tower. Run into it for safety. Hallelujah. Here's a promise also that Jesus will give. Let's jump to the New Testament now and read a few promises from there. In the book of John chapter 10, Jesus was talking about, you know, him being the good shepherd and all that. You know, talked about, you know, the thief, he's the one that comes to steal, to kill and destroy. But he, being the good shepherd, he'll come to give us life and that more abundantly. But let's read, you know, some point blank assurances that he gives us in that chapter, starting from verse 27, John chapter 10. My sheep hear my voice. That's verse 27. And I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Isn't that beautiful? I mean, that is a powerful assurance that he got you. He said, look, you are in my hands. Nobody can pluck you out of my hands. Praise God. My Father, which gave them to me, gave me this sheep. He's greater than all. And no one is able to pluck anything out of his hands. Glory to God. You know, I am my Father. I won, really. Praise God. That is so powerful. That is so reassuring. That is so comforting. Is there any human shepherd, you know, that can say that? That nobody pluck anything out of his hand? Well, even David couldn't say it. Although he went after the lion and the bear and got it back. But the lion and the bear did come and steal it. But God is saying that, look, nobody can pluck you out of my hand. I got you, is what he's saying here. Praise God. And I'll give you eternal life. Now, that's the same thing in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 18. He said, he will preserve me unto his eternal kingdom. And the Lord said here, I will give you eternal life because you are in my hands and no one can pluck you out of my hands. I find that so reassuring. Praise the Lord. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 37, we are told that you are more than a conqueror through Christ. We dealt about this some few weeks ago. You are more than a conqueror through Christ. And all the things that life can bring, all life's challenges and so forth, they are no match, you know, to the love of God upon which you are anchored. When you are anchored upon the love of Christ, scripture says, look, there is nothing that can separate you from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Be sure that you are anchored upon that love. Be sure that your anchor will hold. Well, how will it hold? Well, if it's anchored upon the love of Christ. Neither tribulation, nor distress, nor persecution, nor famine, nor nakedness, nor peril, or the sword, nor car knocking you over, nor broken bones, nor broken, you know, diaphragm, or broken ribs, or this and that, or broken elbow. You know, none of these things have prevailed against you. Glory to God. We speak even to the spirit man. You know, let my words, let the angels carry my words, you know, to our brother. And I spoke in his ear yesterday. I said, look, I know you can hear me. You don't belong here. You know, what is the living doing among the dead? This is not your place. You know, so, you know, we're here for you. And the Lord will give you the victory. And I know he heard it. Spirit heard it. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, so the Lord, he will give us the victory and the confidence, saying all these things. You know, in fact, he said that, you know, we may be slain all day. We may be counted as sheep for the slaughter, and the devil may try this or that. But in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Not just conquerors, but more. Like gladiators, we come out on top. Praise God. You know, I am persuaded, he said, and neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, not when I'm in the ICU, not when my bones are broken, not when this and that, you know, none of these things, height or depth or any other creature, shall be able to separate us from that anchor. You know, when you throw that anchor down on the ship, you know, it's so fasten it and put it in place. This is anchor, anchored on the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Nothing shall be able to separate you. And Jesus said, nothing shall by any means hurt you. Praise God. Well, you know, it'll come up against you and so forth. So when the Lord said, nothing shall hurt us, if something actually does hurt us, then we got to go back to the Lord and say, Lord, you said nothing shall by any means hurt us. So remove the hurt, heal the wounds. God said, I will heal your wounds. Praise the Lord. You know, so we will come back, you know, and be like the Lord promised, you know, and it'll be at the end of the day, it'll be like it never happened, you know, and even though when we're going through, it doesn't quite look like we're going to make it because of all the trouble. But listen, Jeremiah 30 and verse 17. For I will restore health unto thee. Karabala shotondia. We declare to our brother James, the Lord said, I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds. That's right. Wounds from the knockover, broken bones, diaphragm, you know, vertebrae, whatever, pelvic, back, spine, head injury. My goodness. But the Lord said, I will heal you of thy wounds. Plural. You may have many wounds. Well, the nurse, you know, said, you were told that it said, well, she drew a diagram, put an X on all the places where it's hurt. I saw it with my own eyes, some of it, you know, at least his head, you know, body was covered with a blanket, but I saw the one on his head. I'm like, oh my goodness. I mean, you know, bruises, wounds, lacerations, stitches, everything. But the Lord said, I will heal thee of thy wounds. You know, we got to believe the word of the Lord. You know, that's what he said. And we got to believe it. Praise God. And we will believe it because he said, look, you know, the devil thought he got you. But the Lord said, well, I got you even more. Glory to God. I will heal you of your wounds. Oh, that alone ought to make us shout. That when the enemy thought he's got us, right where he wants us, you know, we're wounded and everything. Well, the Lord said, it's not over yet. I will heal you of your wounds. And that will frustrate the devil because he'll think, well, you know, I knocked these people out, but I'm not able to take them out. Well, you can knock us down, but you cannot take us out. Because, you know, just like, Mike has said it, and I've quoted it often in this room. The Lord put it in his heart to say, if the enemy knocks me down, Micah 7 and 8, I will arise again. I'm not going to stay down. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we know that the Lord, he will heal us, you know, of our wounds. Praise the Lord. He will heal and he will deliver. The Lord, every wound in our brother's body, he will heal. Praise God. He will heal of those wounds. And when he's all said and done, yeah, it'll be like it never happened. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, let me read a few more promises for you here, and then I'm going to pray. Glory to God. We're just encouraging ourselves today that the Lord, he will deliver. He will protect and he will preserve you. Now, here is 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 10. past, present, and future, he will deliver you. He said, the Lord, thanks be to God, he delivered us. He is still delivering us, and he will yet deliver us. Glory to God. So let me put it to you this way. The Lord has delivered you before, and he is still delivering you, and he will yet deliver you. So that's the way we read that. And so that means past, present, and future is there for you, bring you deliverance. Isn't that wonderful? He said, well, you know, he can even raise the dead. I mean, we trust not in ourselves. In ourselves, we have the sentence of death. You know, it's like, I mean, you're there, you're hanging on to dear life. You know, it's like your life is in the balances and so forth. But say, God, which raised the dead, he delivered us from so great a death, and as he will deliver our brother, and in whom we trust that, you know, he's still delivering us and will yet deliver us. So past, present, and future. You also helping together by prayer, which you did yesterday and you continue to do for our brother that's in distress right now. And the Lord is going to say, this gift of your prayers upon us by reason of many people, you know, and you're making supplication on his behalf, on the behalf of his family. And this thing will redound to the glory of God. And God will hear us. And he will do it too. And but I'm coming after the devil today, you know, back off from all of God's children. And here are the promises that you must hold up to, you know, for your own victory. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14. It's a promise that God will always give you the victory. Thanks be unto God, who always, glory to God, causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. Now that's always. That's not, you know, 2 out of 10, 8 out of 10, you know, that's always. Praise God. He always causes us to triumph. Causes means, you know, let it come to pass. You know, yeah. So one way or another, it will come to pass that God will give us the triumph over all our tribulations. You know, that's what he said. Praise God. Thanks be unto God, you know, who always causes us to triumph. There's tribulation on the left, tribulation on the right. I mean, sometimes so many things going on that we may or may not understand, but there is this assurance. Now, thanks be unto God, who always causes us to triumph in Christ and make get manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. Beautiful. Hallelujah. So we thank God the victory is assured to us on every side and in every situation. No matter what we go through, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9, the you know, Apostle Paul here is saying that all the things that the devil threw at him, kitchen sink included and all. No matter what he throws at you, and see how Apostle Paul put it. Buffeted, troubled on every side, you know, yet not distressed, perplexed, yet not discouraged or in despair. Persecuted, you know, but not forsaken, not cast, I mean, you know, and so on. Cast down, but not destroyed. And no matter what, you know, he was going through, he says, look, there's a treasure inside of me, you know, that I have in these earthen vessels. It's the glory of God, and it'll cause me to always triumph. And so that's the grace of God that is extended to you by this exhortation today, to know that no matter what the enemy throws at you, you have the victory. Now, I'm going to read this 2 Timothy 4 and 18 again, where we started. And then I am going to pray. But before I do that, let me read also Romans chapter 16 and verse 20. The God of peace shall bruise the devil under your feet shortly. Hallelujah. Raise God. Well, the devil, he may be trying to do this and that, raise up this and that, cheap shot you and so forth. You know, but the Lord, he has a promise. He will bruise his head under your feet shortly. So you hang in there. Praise the Lord. May the Lord cause our brother James to hang in there. And he will, you know, through your prayers. He's hanging in there. And the Lord, he will bruise the devil under his feet. The Lord will also bruise the devil under your feet. Hallelujah. So, let me end with where I started. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 18. This is the scripture that was given to me overnight. And I didn't know the content at first. All I knew was the verse. And when I got up to read it, I said, wow. That is powerful. And that's beautiful. And it inspired me to do this lesson. Now, it says, and the Lord shall deliver me. Now, this is a point blank declaration. It's kind of like Isaiah loved to declare, you know, I know the Lord will help me, therefore I shall not be confounded, you know, and so forth. Set my face like a flint, I know I will not be ashamed. I mean, he declared these things. You know, Paul also making declarations here. The Lord shall deliver me from all every evil work, will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom. And he talked about how a lot of people went against him. Alexander the coppersmith and so forth did him much evil, he said. You know, talk about people who have deserted him, you know, and so forth. You know, Demas and so forth loved the world, left him, and on and on and on. But he said, look, you know, the Lord will preserve me from all every evil work. So, in a moment, I'm going to turn this into, you know, a prayer meeting. And we're going to pray. And we're going to use this scripture. First, I will pray over the room. And then I'm going to use this, scripture as I pray over the room. And then you will make this declaration for yourself. Because that's how it is written here. The Lord will preserve me. You know, Psalm 121 said the Lord will preserve you. So that's from me to you. But this is for you to yourself. Praise the Lord. So you will declare it for yourself. But let me pray first over the room. And then I will lead the charge in our declaration. Father, I thank you, Lord, for many powerful promises of the ability of God to deliver us, your promise to protect us, and to preserve us unto your heavenly kingdom. I've read many of these promises today, and we lay claim to these things. Hallelujah. You said we should put you in remembrance, and we should declare it again that we may be justified. Lord, we remind you of what you have said, that the enemy shall not exact upon us. And any time that the enemy does try to exact upon us, we reject it in the name of Jesus. And we come back to the Lord and say, Lord, you said, and we believe, you know, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and that nothing shall by any means hurt us. So when things do hurt us, we come back to you, Lord, and remind you of what you said. Therefore, turn it around. Turn things around that hurt our brother James, you know, and so forth. Broke his bones, broke pieces, you know, and things and so forth, you know, caused many injuries in his body and his arm, his head, and so on. But Lord, will turn that around. Hallelujah. Turn it around, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Just like you turn around the bones that had been dead and dried for many years. And you asked the prophet if the bones can live again. He didn't know, but he knew that you had the answer. And Lord, you showed him how to do it. Prophesy, he said, upon these bones, and then prophesy unto the winds in the name of Jesus. So upon the bones that are broken in the body of our brother James, I prophesy upon those bones. Let them come together, bone to bone. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, whether it's in the back, in the spine, whether it's in the pelvis area, Lord, whatever may be broken in breathing and everything, you know, the vertebrae and things, anything that's in there, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, whatever might have come apart, whatever might have been broken, let it come back together, bone to bone, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let it come back together. I prophesy it unto those bones in Jesus' name. And you commanded the prophet, prophesy again unto the winds to bring life back upon the bones that came together. So Lord, I prophesy unto the wind of the Spirit of God. Bring life into those bones as they come back together. My goodness. Let there be a shaking and a rattling and a coming together of those bones in the name of Jesus. And let the power of God, the life also of Jesus in his mother flesh, come upon those bones in Jesus' name. Bring life again. Hallelujah. Let him stand up on his feet, a strong man, even like those bones stood up on their feet, a mighty army. So shall our brother stand up again on his feet. In the name of Jesus. Now, for everyone that's in this room, the Lord will deliver you. He will protect you. And he will preserve you. You and your loved ones. You, your spouse, your children, your parents. Preserve all of you. Now, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord said to the devil, it is enough. Let my people go. The devil said, no, I will arise, I will devour at once. And the Lord said, I'll show you who is king. And the Lord showed him, praise God, by a hand, a mighty hand, signs and wonders in the land of Egypt. He showed the Pharaoh. Glory to God. Now let the power, the signs and wonders of the Lord begin to manifest in your life. Give you the victory on every side. The Lord cause your head to be lifted up. Wherever there is any hanging down of hands, let those hands be lifted up as well. Wherever there is any feeble knees, let them receive strength. Scripture says the Lord is your glory. Ha! Hallelujah. And the lifter up of your head. So wherever there are any heads that are bowed down right now, according to Psalm 3:3, let the Lord come on in there, be your glory, lift up your head for you. And indeed, you must lift up your own head as well. For Psalm 24 says, lift up your head, O ye gates, and let the King of glory come on in. Thank you, Father. Lord, let there be a lifting up for your children in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Psalm 24 and verse 7. And be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Lord, we thank you for the powerful promises. You said, no one and nothing can pluck us out of your hands. You said, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Ha! And no one can pluck them out of my hands. For the Father that gave them to me is greater than all. And no one can pluck anything out of his hands. So we thank you for this security and the protection that we have in you. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Now let's all run into it this morning and let's be safe. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.